Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Rochester, Michigan, and is the sixth of 14 children. She earned a bachelor's degree in sociology and political science from Oakland University. From 2007 to 2009, she was a model and then a teacher for special needs students. And since 2010, she's been the co-founder, COO, and CFO of Dutton Farm, which she founded in honor of her sister, Becca, who has Down syndrome. A mom to five children, her name, Jenny Brown. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Crisula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to a most extraordinary young woman, Jenny Brown. Jenny, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Thanks, Jack. I'm so excited to be here.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please?
Of course. So I grew up with 13 siblings. My parents, Jim and Michelle Smither, were entrepreneurs and did very well in business and had six biological children. I was the baby of the biological children. And my mom always did respite care, which is kind of like babysitting for special needs adults and children, just to help out the families and to be a blessing. And then after she did that for some time, I was probably in fifth grade, sixth grade, the idea of adoption came to the table. And we got together as a family and talked about the possibilities of adoption through Wayne County Foster Care. And of course, all of us children were very excited about the idea of more fun and more people in the house. And so it was a unanimous yes. And one adoption turned into two, turned into three. And eight children later, there's 14 of us. So,
Jenny, when you guys sat down at the dinner table, how did you make sure you got some of the food?
There was always plenty of food, plenty of fun. Traditions were always very loud and exciting and full of wonderful, idyllic memories. My parents made sure that all of us children were always having just a absolutely wonderful childhood. And the idea of sharing that and having the opportunity to share that with a child that didn't know safety or a mother and a father or having enough food at night or a bed to sleep in, the idea that we got to be a part of as a family, as young children, making a dent in the universe and changing somebody's whole world was just absolutely exciting. And my parents, we were raised to always think about the less fortunate and the underdog, and it just became another part of that training.
You then embark on a career in modeling, fashion, glamour, you know, the image of what we're sold as the great life. What did that chapter in your life teach you?
So I was playing college basketball, and I decided to quit and to move closer to home. And I was in school at Oakland University and having a great time and learning a lot. And I just thought one day, not really a whole lot of, work went into it, but I just thought, hey, I'm going to give this a try, this modeling thing. And there happened to be auditions for America's Next Top Model local. It was at, I think, Oakland Mall or something like that. And so I went and I tried out. And sure enough, I got a callback. So they flew me down to Kentucky, where there was another set of callbacks. And I got another callback. And at that point, they flew me to LA. And I did the final interview process. And it was a lot of fun. And I learned a lot. And I didn't end up making it on the show. And when I moved back to Detroit, I thought, I'm going to really try to go for this. And so I went to New York and went to different modeling agencies and got signed by an agency. And I learned that it's not all it's cracked up to be, that it looks very glamorous and very fun and very exciting. But I knew my life was more than just makeup and fashion and good looks. And so,
speaking of Los Angeles, there was a baseball player in the Los Angeles Angels minor league system. He was a left-handed pitcher. Brent Brown. Tell us about him.
So, I met Brent at church, and we were both kind of at a cross in the roads. I was trying to figure out where I was going from being in modeling and my basketball career ending, and he was trying to figure out what he was going to do after he was done playing baseball. He moved back from playing with the Anaheim Angels, and we clicked, and we just started playing basketball together and learning a lot from each other, and a year and a half later, we got married.
And then Daisy shows up.
Daisy shows up.
Scarlett shows up. In 2010, so with this young couple with a two-year-old, a one-year-old, and you go to Brent and you say, honey, we have to adopt. And you adopt a Maya.
Yes.
How'd you convince him, and why did you do it?
So, yeah, we met in, I guess, 2007. No, we were married in 2006. So we met in 2004. We got married in 2006, and Daisy was born a year later. Scarlett was born a year after that. I always had a deep desire to be a mom, and we were very excited to have Daisy and Scarlett. And we ended up getting pregnant again. At that point, I became very, very sick, and after 24 weeks, I gave birth to a stillborn son. And it was a real turning point in our marriage. It was a real turning point in our lives because at that point, a piece of our heart was in heaven. And so we became much more eternally focused and much more focused on what mattered after this life because we had a son there that we were going to see again someday. And at that point, pregnancy became very dangerous for me. I almost died multiple times in my pregnancy with my son that was born stillborn. And we decided that our job as parents was not over. It was just going to look different. And so we said, well, let's just see what happens. Let's become licensed foster parents, and then we'll just take one step at a time and see what happens. And right after we were licensed, we got a call about a little girl. And seven other families were given the opportunity to adopt her and all turned down for one reason or another. And it's funny, I remember just like the bond and connection you have with your biological kids, when I got that call, I remember where I was standing, I remember what I was wearing, and I remember feeling an instant bond and maternal need to protect her. Instantly when I got that call, it's just that I knew that she was going to be my daughter. And so, of course, I called Brent, and he said, let's go for it. And we did. And she ended up flipping our lives upside down and teaching us a lot about ourselves. And she has special needs. And our lives have never been the same.
We're talking to Jenny Brown, the co-founder of Dutton Farm, the mother of five. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasul, and we're with Jenny Brown, the sixth of 14 children. And Jenny, one of those six is named Becca. Tell us about Becca.
So Becca is the third of the 14 children. And Becca is the most important and most special jewel of our family. All of us 14 siblings know she is more important than the rest of us, and she's more special to my parents than the rest of us because she was born with this incredible gift called Down syndrome. And her gift of Down syndrome has changed all of our lives. My siblings with baggage and difficulty from foster care, she has had a way of connecting right to their heart, easier than any of the other siblings. And she's, her lack of guile or in her purity and her innocence have absolutely transformed the trajectory of our entire family.
When we had breakfast a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. you used a phrase, the power of the powerless.
So Becca is very pure, very simple, very innocent. She cannot drive a car. She cannot solve a simple math equation. She cannot cook. She won't go to college. She is not married. And yet she has an ability to, in an instant, reveal the character in an individual. She can immediately pull down walls and guards that it would take years for myself or a typical individual to pull down. And she has an ability to make you want to be better and to think about things that really, really matter and to put life into perspective. And she has really changed my life, and I can't think of any other way to repay her back other than living the rest of my life for her.
In 2010, you and your mom, Michelle Smither, create Dutton Farm. Why did you do it, and how did you do it?
So I was working with adults with special needs in a school setting in 2008, and my sister was really struggling to find her place in society as an adult with a disability. It's a tough place, the community and the world. It's not built for people with disabilities. So I watched her struggle as I kind of seamlessly entered into marriage and my career and anything I really wanted to do, I could set my mind to and do. And I remember the Lord speaking to me and saying, just like you didn't choose the color of your hair, just like you didn't choose your height or your eye color or your IQ, you didn't choose not to have Down syndrome, just like Becca didn't choose to have Down syndrome. That was for my good, and that was my decision. And you are her sister, and your purpose is to give her life purpose and others like her purpose. And so it was the most clearly I've ever heard from the Lord. And that day I quit my job, and I had a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old and another baby on the way, which is my baby that ended up being born stillborn. And we formalized the nonprofit. And I knew that I had a lot to learn and I was in over my head. But I was confident that if the Lord was calling me to something, that He would take care of the outcome. I just had to be obedient for today. And I just had to put my yes on the table and say, I trust you and I will worry about today and you will take care of tomorrow.
Tell us about Dutton Farm, the miracle known as Dutton Farm.
Dutton Farm is a little slice of heaven. Dutton Farm is one of the most amazing and fun, incredible places you will ever visit. It's a place that gives purpose and employment and training to adults with developmental disabilities and mental illness. So it's a place where those that have been marginalized or left out or can't find their place in society as adults, it's a place where everybody is welcome and everybody is treated with honor and respect and love and care. And in the process, people are able to get jobs and feel like they are really contributing to society and have a purpose and a role to play. And they're not just receivers, but they have gifts and talents to offer back to the community.
Jenny, you're the mother of five. You're the age of Jesus was when he died for our sins. So very young. And you employ 100, let me say that again, 100 Down syndrome people. Where do you get the money from?
Well, it's hard. I won't sugarcoat it. It's hard for a program like ours to stay afloat and to convince people that it is, these people are worth our investment and they're worth our time, and these individuals have amazing talents and gifts that we need. We live in a world that is broken, and we need purity, and we need innocence, and we need kindness and acceptance, and that's what these individuals innately carry. And we work hard for our bottom line. We work hard to keep our program open and being able to say yes to individuals that come across our path that need a job and need a place to come every day. But we do receive 40% of our funding is from our program fees, but we raise through fundraising efforts, through grant writing, through private donors, we raise 60% of our budget on top of providing a quality program.
As we head into 2018, what's your budget for 2018, Jenny?
Our budget for 2018, just for our day program without any expansion or growth, is $450,000.
If you want to learn more, www.duttonfarm.org. Duttonfarm.org. Some figures. In 2017, there were over 900,000 disabled individuals in Michigan alone. 250,000 of those are in Oakland County. Most of these people are being raised by parents who keep getting older and older. And Jenny, you and your team have taken 100 Down syndrome people and transformed their lives. What does it do for those 100 people?
Well, for the parents, it gives them hope. It gives them peace of mind. Because if you ask any parent of an individual with a disability, their biggest fear is, what's going to happen to my son or daughter when I am no longer able to care for them, or I am no longer here? When you have a son or daughter that is vulnerable and might have the intellectual capacity of maybe a 5-year-old, and the thought of leaving them in the hands of the state is terrifying. And so when they see a place like Dutton Farm, it's like an oasis. It's like a lighthouse in as they're fumbling through the dark. And it gives their son or daughter a sense of purpose and a sense of belonging and friendships and real, authentic relationships. And eventually we hope to turn that into residential and housing, where parents are fearless as they age.
We're talking to Jenny Brown, a modern-day Mother Teresa. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula, and with Jenny Brown, her and her mom in 2010 co-founded Dutton Farm. Jenny, would you share with us two stories of special people that just changed your life?
Absolutely. There's so many, Jack. There's so many. But two that really stand out that I would love to share. I'll do one male and one female. And the first male, he was our first individual to sign up for our program outside of my sister, Becca. And I remember meeting him for the first time at Costco. And I wasn't really sure what I was doing yet. And he was a little bit nervous in meeting me. And I remember seeing his pockets stuffed full of pens. And he had on a Fisher's vest, and he had various things stuffed in all of the pockets. And he was quirky and different and odd and so endearing and so genuine and so kind. And his name was Marty. And he was an individual, or he is an individual, that has schizophrenia and cognitive impairment. And he'd never been able to land a job, and he's always kind of bounced around from program to program. And he started at Dutton Farm, and we learned a lot. He taught us a lot. We taught him a lot. And about a year and a half into his time with us, I remember sitting in a meeting with a bunch of experts and him and myself, and we were trying to come up with a plan for the next year for how Marty would meet his goals in our program. And everybody was giving their opinion and based on their training and education, and it was all very good things. And I remember just stopping the meeting and saying, let's back up. And I looked at Marty and I said, Marty, what would you like to accomplish this year? What is it that you want to achieve? And he looked at me, and I'll never forget the way that he looked at me. He said, Jenny, I've never, ever been told you're hired. I'm 42 years old, and I've never been able to go to a job, clock in, and hold in my hand that coveted paycheck. Sure, I get my benefits. I get my checks in the mail that I cash, but I've never earned my own paycheck. And I know I'm good at this thing, that thing, this thing, and he named some things that he's good at, but I can never get through the interview process and convince somebody to hire me. So, of course, I am the idealist, and I love to solve other people's heartbreak and problems. So I said, shoot, we'll get you a job, Marty. And so I remember going to various places of employment before we had established a reputation, and being told no multiple times that he was not a good fit. At that point, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to come back and tell him it's just not going to happen for him. So I decided to start my own business within the nonprofit that I was already running and generate enough revenue through this business model that I would be able to put my own money where my mouth was and hire him. And if people could see that little old me could start a business and it could run and it could be successful with a person with a disability, might inspire them to reconsider hiring somebody with a disability. So I did. I started a line of, with a great team of people, a line of all-natural health and beauty products, and begged people to purchase our products. And our first deal was with a bed and breakfast. And they bought our soaps and they put them in all of the rooms. And that first check was enough for me to come back to my dear friend Marty and say, Marty, you're hired. And I gave him an application. He filled it out and he was able to receive his first paycheck. And from there on, he eventually got a job at Benson's Medical Supply Center and is now employed on a regular basis, and he has his dream of employment. So that's my Marty story.
And one female story.
And I have one female story. So this is a female, and I won't reveal her name. She came out of foster care system. So she grew up in an abusive home and went into foster care. So not only is she a vulnerable child in foster care, she is a vulnerable disabled child in foster care. And there is a significant amount of not only children in foster care, but children in foster care that are also disabled. And she ended up at a wonderful, wonderful program called the House of Providence. And they brought her in and they met her needs and they connected her with us as an alternative to her, an educational setting, so a work-based learning site. So she began to come to our program, and she was so withdrawn, and she was so broken, and she was so thin, and she was so sad. And I remember meeting her for the first time, and my heart just going out to her and breaking for her. And we could barely even get her to speak. She had no confidence. She saw no worth in herself. And she slowly began to blossom and flower. And we slowly started to see a smile emerge. We slowly started to see her take initiative and actually believe in herself. And it was truly miraculous to see this little girl start to believe in herself. She was 16 when she started. And one thing turned into another, and one of our staff actually adopted this girl. And now, from being a disabled child in foster care, she enrolls in our program. She blossoms. She starts to believe in herself. And one of our staff adopts her. And then she actually landed a job at Chick-fil-A. So she is 19 now, and she works as on the line and as a dishwasher at Chick-fil-A. So the statistics of children aging out of foster care and the statistics of children turning into adults that have disabilities, they're so bleak. But when you look at programs like the House of Providence and Dutton Farm and what the statistics say should happen and what really did happen in her life, she not only has a family, and the likelihood of a 16-year-old disabled child having the opportunity to be adopted is miraculous. And then landing a job and having a community of people surrounding her and that love her is absolutely, I couldn't think of a bigger privilege of something to give my life to.
If you want to learn more, www.duttonfarm.org. And I'm Jack Wasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Wasula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to Jenny Brown, a mom to 5 children, and you've also been a foster mom to 8 children. And you're the co-founder of Dutton Farm. A listener says, wow, this is Thanksgiving weekend. My goodness, what an amazing lady. Jenny, I want to help. What can I do?
We have a lot of ways that we can use help. But the biggest opportunity we have right now is through our capital campaign for expansion. Our program is currently at maximum capacity, and we can't take any more people into our program right now, and we need to expand. There's so many other people that need help, and our waiting list is getting longer and longer. And we have located a piece of property that's absolutely perfect for our program, and we need to secure the capital to be able to really secure this property and make it possible for us to expand. And so this property in Lake Orion is beautiful and perfect for us, and that's a huge way that we can use help is by financially giving to this capital campaign.
How much is that piece of property, Jenny?
The piece of property is $800,000.
And then we got to build something on that piece of property.
Yes.
Friends, she's employing 100 Down syndrome individuals, changing their lives, changing their families' lives. Okay, Jenny, in an earlier segment, you used the phrase, the gift of Down syndrome. In the middle of August, CBS News came out with a report that Iceland is on the verge of eradicating Down syndrome. What do you think about that?
I think it's evil. I think that it is tragic, and I think that it is heartbreaking. And anybody that knows an individual with Down syndrome will absolutely agree with me and understand that people with Down syndrome are an absolute blessing and will absolutely change your life. And I believe that this world, like I said earlier, is a very broken place, and there's so much hate, and there's so much destroying of each other, and this need for success and more money and more power and more fame, and we're all just destroying each other and in this selfish, greedy lifestyle. And you take a person with Down syndrome who is simple and pure and innocent and accepting and loving and embodies all of these fruits of the spirit that are so hard for us to attain, and you put them in an environment, they cannot help they can't change, so they cannot help but to change the people around them, and they make the world a better place.
Jenny, you're a former model. When you and Brent go out and you're around other couples, suburban, millennial neighbors, and they're talking about money and material goods, trips, what do you think?
I think there's nothing wrong with having material things. And my dad used to always tell me, there's nothing wrong with owning things as long as your things don't own you. And as long as you'll be able to give up your material things for somebody in need without hesitation, there's nothing wrong with having those things. I think that individuals maybe that are caught in this millennial have more lifestyle. There's an element of self-centeredness and narcissism that's really destroying the family unit and destroying the foundation that made this country great.
I'm afraid to ask this next question, and I think if your husband Brent was here, he'd say, Jack, please, this is throwing kerosene on the fire. Don't ask her this question. But, Jenny Brown, what are your dreams?
I'm a dreamer. I'm a think big, visionary kind of girl. And my dream is to be able to create a community, create a place that is built for adults with disabilities to thrive and to succeed and to achieve their dreams. And so often a person with a disability is expected to change their whole life to fit and adapt into an environment that wasn't built for them. I would like to build a community and an environment that's built for an adult with a disability to achieve what they want to achieve. And then once I'm able to do that, I would like to, and I don't share this often, but I have a dream of myself being in third world countries where there are children with disabilities that are looked at as curses and not fed and not taken care of and given no opportunity for education or no hope for a future. And just, even if it's just to say, Jesus sees you and he loves you and you're not forsaken and you're not unknown and this life is hard, but eternity is going to be glorious for you, even if it's just for that. That's something that is definitely on my heart.
Jenny Brown, a modern-day Mother Teresa. If you want to learn more, www.duttonfarm.org. Jenny, June 27th, 2017, you're back in California, and Dutton Farm is chosen as this year's recipient of the National Down Syndrome Congress Employment Award. Becca and you are there to receive it. What was that night like?
It was absolutely validating and surreal and inspiring and empowering. So many emotions I was feeling because it's been a hard road. And to be recognized for the hard work that we'd put in and our vision and our mission validated, that we are raising the bar and we are setting a new standard for employment for all adults with disabilities, whether or not they are high or lower functioning, that everybody has something to offer. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful night. And for my sister to be there, my sister loves California, my sister Becca, she absolutely loves LA. And for her to stand up there on stage and to be applauded and a standing ovation for her and to receive this award, and she felt so incredibly special. It was a night that we will never, ever forget. It was a special night for the both of us.
You and Brent, two oldest. Daisy is 9, Scarlett's 8. They say, Ma, you treat us like chopped liver. Okay? You know, we're special too, Ma. It isn't fair. You expect so much out of us. What do you say?
My children are definitely my heart, and I love my children fiercely. We raise our children to think of others, and we raise our children to be selfless. And I've been given really good advice through the years, and I'm grateful. And something that I've been told, and a piece of advice I've been given that I've it's really changed the way that I parent. I was told that you want to protect your children from carnality. You wouldn't let your child watch MTV or a rated R movie or experience anything that would affect them adversely. You protect your children from carnality, but you don't want to protect your children from humanity. And there's a difference between the two. And sometimes we're so protective of our children, we don't let them see a suffering world. We don't let them see hurting people or brokenness. And for my children, they get to experience that and they get to witness that. And so if my children are beginning to complain or think that they aren't getting what they deserve, what I usually do is, let's say it's a school day, and I will keep them out of school, and I will bring them to the farm with me, and I would let them sit next to an individual that has a profound disability. Maybe they can't feed themselves, maybe they can't walk, maybe they can't even take themselves to the restroom, yet they come in to their workplace with a smile on their face, with a great attitude, and happy to be alive and with friends. And they spend the entire day with this individual, serving them, pushing them in their wheelchair, helping get their lunch out, and laughing with them and making their day better. And then at the end of the day, I'll sit them down and I'll say, now, I want you to tell me your complaints again. Why were you feeling sorry for yourself? And after spending that day at Dutton Farm with people with disabilities that have every reason in the world to complain, and they don't, nothing more needs to be said.
Jenny Brown, on this Thanksgiving weekend, we give thanks to God for you, Jenny Brown. Please keep up the great, great work. Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spotlight.